minutes to help you begin your day. We call this program Moments of Melody. John Wesley once had a dream of going to heaven. When he got there, he asked the angel, "Have you any Presbyterians here?" "No, not any," responded the angel. Wesley was amazed. He thought there would be at least some. "Well, have you any Baptists?" "No," he said. Wesley grew pale. He could scarcely muster up courage to ask the next question. "Well, then, how many Methodists have you?" Because, of course, he was the founder of Methodism. "Not one," replied the angel. Wesley's heart was filled with dismay. "We are unacquainted with the earthly distinctions up here," explained the angel. "All such things are left outside." "Well, then, who do you have up here?" asked Wesley. The angel answered, "Just a company of people who love the Lord." The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. One day as the Lord Jesus taught the people and preached to them in the temple, the chief priests and scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us, what is the authority by which thou doest these things, and who gave thee this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I too have a question to ask. You must tell me this. Whence did John's baptism come, from heaven or from men?" Whereupon they cast about in their minds. "If we tell him it was from heaven," they said, "he will ask, then why did you not believe him? And if we say it was from men, all the people will be ready to stone us. They will have it that John was a prophet." And so they answered that they could not tell whence it came. Jesus said to them, "And you too will not learn from me what is the authority by which I do these things." The Lord Jesus knows how to ask questions as well as answer them. The chief priests and scribes were out to trap him with their questions. He was too much for them. They were not sincere. If you come to the Lord Jesus sincerely, he'll help you. He'll answer you. He's promised, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out."